More leaked cables from Britain's former ambassador to Washington revealed that U.S. President Donald Trump axed the Iran deal to spite his predecessor Barack Obama. Kim Derrick was reported to have written in a diplomatic cable in May of 2018 that Trump abandoned the deal in, quote, an act of diplomatic vandalism, seemingly for ideological and personality reasons. The cable was included in a second batch of leaked reports, the first of which caused Derrick to resign earlier this week. In 2015, six world powers, including the U.S., signed a deal with Iran to limit its nuclear program in exchange for a partial lifting of international economic sanctions. Critical of the deal, Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. in May of 2018. Let's see what experts make of those revelations. I'm going to bring in Mr. Richard Silverstein. He's a journalist and political commentator out of Seattle, as you can see via Skype. He was just about to tell us his understanding of these revelations. Mr. Silverstein, please.
Well, I don't think this is anything that would surprise anyone who knows anything about Donald Trump. He bases his policies on fits of pique and anger and jealousy of other people, of rivals. Barack Obama was one of the most popular presidents in the last 20 or 30 years, and everything that Obama did, Trump would like to undo. Trump is one of the least popular presidents perhaps ever in the history of the country. And so anyone who makes him look bad, he wants to cut down to size. So one of Obama's most important achievements as a president was the nuclear deal, and Trump would obviously want to pull out of it to thumb his nose at Obama and the Democrats. So he doesn't base his policies on any sort of logic or rationality, or there's no kind of long-term strategy involved. It's really whoever's angered him that morning, whatever tweet he's put out, that's going to be the next target of his rage and anger.
Of course, Mr. Silverstein, as an ambassador, the British ambassador, was able to detect, let's put it this way, his understanding of what Mr. Trump was doing regarding the deal. It's very interesting that within his administration and within the U.S., basically, people did not come out and speak in the same terms about his decisions.
Well, I don't know if you're referring to Mike Pompeo trying to soften the and trying to come up with some language that would fall short of abandoning the nuclear deal. But the people who serve Trump may try to soften the edges, soften his rough edges. They may try to lessen the damage that he inflicts. But they're really on a fool's errand, and so many of them have either been fired or resigned. You have Jim Mattis, who's left. You had H.R. McMaster, who left. You had there's so many have left. I've
yes.
probably lost track of them. But they're not able to soften Trump, and it's a fool's errand to even try.
And I'm just curious. I mean, it's a little bit too soon, but I mean, with basically comments like that or ideas of a U.S. president like that said by people around the world, including the British ambassador, in what way do you think it is going to affect the idea of the American public of their own president, and thus leading to his lesser chances of winning a second presidential election?
I think that his chances of winning a second term are infinitesimal, if not non-existent. But I don't think that this incident per se is going to have an impact, because most Americans aren't really terribly motivated by foreign policy, and whether a foreign ambassador insulted the president is not going to be high on anybody's list. Trump's true believers, the MAGA people who who will die for him are going to be upset and about this and the way he was treated. But nobody else in America really cares about this. There is a real problem here, though, that the ambassador was not supported by Boris Johnson, who may be the next prime minister of the UK. And so you have to, as an ambassador, you have to have the support of your leaders back home. And the fact that Johnson abandoned him in favor of Trump shows us that Johnson is just somebody who's a who's a fan of Trump and not particularly going to stand up for British interests when it comes to whether he has to choose between Trump and his own country.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Mr. Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator via Skype out of Seattle. Appreciate your time.